Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having Ed Abel back on the show. Ed is a certified business coach. He's a business consultant. He helps people like you and me all the time, face-to-face. And when he joins us on the radio, it's like this, which we're happy to have that. He's also the creator of the Ten Commandments for Small Business Success, and he's our good friend, Ed Abel. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Good morning.
Good to have you back. Also, he's the founder of the Abel Business Institute and, of course, an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. Ed, one of the things I know you've been talking about is something that I've been telling my audience about for, well, really since 97, 98, and that is networking. In 98, probably, I started telling small business owners that they were going to have to get better at three things. All the things that they've always been needed to do, all the fundamentals they're still going to have to do that in the 21st century. But three things that we're definitely going to have to pick up the pace on. Number one is leveraging technology. Number two is building strategic alliances, and to share assets and resources. And number three, and I'm putting it number three just because of our discussion, become better networkers. Now, I started talking about that in 98, and I haven't stopped talking about it. What do you think?
It's not time to stop yet.
Yeah.
It's one of those easily overlooked business strategies that you can use to build your business. Now, I've watched hundreds and hundreds of business owners complain that they're not getting the kind of results in their increased client base that they would like.
Right.
And the first thing I ask them is, well, what do you do to network? And they look at me like it's a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
Those that even say to me, oh, yeah, I network, then you ask how they network, and it's a foreign language. It's mm-hmm. something they don't really understand.
Do you think some people feel that it's distasteful?
That somehow it's
beneath them to actually do that?
I think that it really comes, I'm not sure, yes, you can put it under the category of distasteful, but also I don't think people realize that there's a process to it, and because there's a process and they don't get instant results, they don't see the value in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were to go out tonight to an organization meeting, you know, a networking meeting, and meet someone, and they were going to give you, you know, $10,000 of business tonight, everyone would be there. But the return on tonight might not come for 6 months, a year, maybe a year and a half.
Maybe five years, maybe 10 years. You never know.
Exactly.
You never know.
And what I don't think business owners see is the big picture, that this is a process that you're going to engage in over a long period of time, but the momentum that comes from it could truly change your business.
The way you have to think of networking, Ed, is networking is not about harvesting. Network is about planting seeds.
Absolutely.
It's the springtime for farmers. It's not the fall.
It's great. And it could take a few falls for the harvest to get taken
and,
in.
And there are a lot of ways to there are many ways to value networking. I mean, it could be ultimately a sale. It could be ultimately an introduction. I mean, it's just like in the 21st century, Ed, people have had to learn how to monetize their activity a lot of different ways. It's not just I have something to sell, will you buy it from me? Straightforward, here's my stuff, let me have your cash. People have had to learn how to monetize activity in the marketplace differently, and networking is the same way, isn't it?
it's a key component to it. And, you know, again, just like you're saying, you know, it's not here's your money, here's the product or service. It's truly about what I think you started off really insinuating and talking about is networking is the long-term plan for your business.
Yeah.
It's not about, oh, I need sales this week, go and network. No, it's not going
to
happen.
Back to the farmer example, you know, networking – If you know anybody who's in the what we call the truck patch business, they're selling groceries and produce and that kind of thing. The local farmers market, they may bring tomatoes they grew this year. And they may bring apples that they've been growing for 20 years. And so it's
great.
A little bit of all that. We're going to be right back after these messages with our good friend Ed Abel. We're going to talk about some places to think about networking and what to do when you get there. 22. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Mystery is gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.